The Fox City Score chapter and WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Pat Lowney as he talks to entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, from the Myron Construction Studio, it's Biz Talk on WHBY.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Biz Talk. I'm Pat Lowney, and I'd like to welcome you to our show today, our winter and April session. So we're glad you're along with us, and I'd like to introduce a couple of co-mentors that I have with me from SCORE, Terry Pinch.
Good morning, Pat.
Morning, Terry, and Brad DeBrew.
Good morning.
Hi, Brad. We're going to do a little bit of a Fox City SCORE program this morning. Talk about some things that we're doing in a little more detail than we have in the past, some of the announcements that we make and some of the programs we have coming up, and then talk about us a little bit and how you may be able to join if you're interested as a mentor, and some of the things that you can do and some of the things we can do for you in a little bit more detail. If you have a question that you'd like to call in and ask us about, you can call 281-1150 if you're in Appleton, or 866-887-1150 if you're outside of the Appleton area. So I'd like to start off by maybe having Brad tell us a little bit about your background and how you got involved with SCORE.
Okay. Thanks, Pat. Yeah, I started off as a mortgage banker right here in the Fox Cities, and worked as a mortgage banker for about 30 years, where I worked through in technology and software development and administration. And so I've been listening to SCORE on the radio for a number of years. I've always been listening to WHBY. And so I always appreciated the advice and the information that was given. And so I reached out to find out how maybe I could help out at SCORE with some of my experience in technology and how to adopt systems. I consider myself a systems integrator, helping things to go smoothly for companies when they implement technology, how to avoid some of the pitfalls and things like that. And it's a great joy for me to help other entrepreneurs find how to do that and avoid some of those problematic issues that can come up with technology.
And you've been very good for our SCORE chapter. You're doing a lot of those kinds of things for us as a chapter, too, and trying to bring the rest of us up to speed and, you know, implementing some different programs. And one of them we're going to talk about a little bit later in the program, but you've got a good knack for that kind of thing. So you bring your talents to us and to the program today.
Well, thank you, Pat. And I can just say I've learned more at SCORE than I, could ever give back. It's just been a really great experience for me and my family, and so we're really excited to be part of it.
Good, good. And Terry, you want to give us a little bit of your background?
Sure. I've got almost 30 years of experience in consumer packaged goods, working in Canada, the U.S., and Europe, but I've been retired for almost a year now. While I was working, I was in background as in finance, strategy, sales, and technology areas, business planning areas. Why I joined SCORE, though, was when I was in college, I worked for a small business consultancy and absolutely loved it. It was really fun, and you found an area where you could help other people be successful or help them move in the right direction. And so as I was heading towards retirement, I knew that I wanted to do that again. So I started looking around, found SCORE online, to be honest with you, when I was doing some searches. And so I had that plan in place that once I retired, I was going to join SCORE. So a couple of days after I left, I ended up making a phone call and then putting the application in online, meeting with the SCORE chapter itself and representatives of the SCORE chapter, going through that whole introduction and then going through the training and becoming a SCORE mentor.
Great, great. And you've also been very helpful. I've worked with you on a number of situations, and your business background is really good, and you've got a strong accounting background that you bring to the table, too. So that's been very good. My background is that I worked for a credit union in Neenah for 31 years. I was a CEO for 21 of those years. I'm a CPA by background, although I've never worked in a public accounting firm. But I use the accounting education and knowledge to do a lot of the things that you need to do to make good business decisions. It's a great, great background to have and to work with as you're moving through business. I also grew our credit union from a relatively small organization into something much larger. We ended up with went from one office to three offices. That changes dynamics, and I had to learn how to be able to do that and be successful with it. And a great deal of that is surrounding yourself with other good people that, you know, can pull the load with you and help you along. And so you have to learn how to get those teams and keep those teams, and then sometimes get out of the way of those teams and things too. So that's really been good for me, and hopefully it's been good for the people I work with and everything. So I also am retired right now, and I joined SCORE basically because Tony Bush was a mentor of mine for about 10 years. He really helped me a lot in the commercial lending area when I was working with the credit union, and he was always talking about SCORE, and I knew he was very involved in SCORE, and I knew he was doing this radio program. I listened to it, too, for a lot of years and things, and as I was approaching the end of my career, Tony asked me if I'd be interested first in joining SCORE, which I did, and then he convinced me also that, you know, maybe I should take a shot as he's stepping back a little bit to take over this program. And I'm new in it, and I'm learning as I go along. And I think, like Brad said, one of the things I've learned, or one of the things I really like about SCORE, is all of the things that I've learned. And I'm a real believer in continuous learning, and that, you know, you don't come to the retirement mark and say, that's it, I'm done, I don't need to learn anything more. I want to learn, and I want to be with people who want to learn, and I want to learn from those people. And I find that both with the co-mentor, with the mentors that I work with at SCORE, and also the clients that I've been working with at SCORE, that they've been, you know, I've learned a lot from a lot of different people in the 2 years that I've been with SCORE. So let's talk a little bit about how, if you're out there and thinking about maybe joining SCORE, how you might be able to do that. So maybe you can just open this up, and what suggestions would you two have that for someone who is out there listening, that, you know, what kind of skills or talents are we looking for? What do you need to have behind you, that kind of thing?
Well, the first thing I'd say is that almost anybody with a business background and can't help. Sometimes people feel they don't know enough and they can't really make a difference, but they can. There's people that come into SCORE asking for a mentor who really need advice and counsel from in a wide variety of areas. So it can be marketing, can be somebody who's ran a store or been involved in retail before. It can be somebody who's worked with the government. It can be somebody in agriculture area. In fact, that's an area we're looking to expand, is getting more support in agriculture and with that background. Technology is a really important one for us as well. Home health care is growing. So there's a number of different areas where if you look around and see where small businesses are starting to form, those are the areas where we'd love even more help. So we have, I think it's almost 50 mentors, and we're always looking for more. We want to see more people come in and really make a difference. Probably the most satisfaction I get from this role and working with SCORE is helping a small business either get started or resolve issues they have. We don't do that for them. We help them do it. We're a mentor. We provide advice. And there are so many people out there with the right background who can make a difference for small businesses, and that's really what we want, is a wide variety of people, because you can be a mentor, but there's also a lot of need for expertise, where maybe you're not a full-time, or not full-time, nobody's full-time, but you're not a mentor for customers directly or clients directly, but you're pulled in as needed to be an expert in certain areas. And there's also a need for administrative help as well, where we've got a lot of things. Brad keeps creating more work for us on the technology side as we expand and grow. So we need more people on the technology side constantly. We need more administrative help. So those are some of the things I'd say.
Yeah, and you know, the whole idea is to start as many new businesses as we can in our communities that we support. And we really want to promote entrepreneurship, and that, you know, with good planning and some forethought before you jump off, you know, into that new adventure, you know, SCORE is here to help with that. SCORE is here to help guide somebody with a great idea through the process of figuring out if we can turn that into a business. And then those businesses, you know, hopefully help grow the entire economy. So it's really, you know, as you look at it, I'm excited about the technology because I think it really helps all of us get closer to our neighbors and to our local businesses. And we want to support our local businesses and our neighbors, and SCORE is all about that and all about doing that for many, many years. Since 1964, SCORE has been around. So by going online to foxcities.score.org, you can put in a request there to become a volunteer, and we'll get back with you and meet up and talk about how you could help out and be part of this great organization.
Yeah, there's it's really easy to do that. If you go out and open up on the front page, there's a section for volunteers right at the top. You click on that. It takes you right down to a brief explanation, and then there's a place where you can click on for an application, fill it out. It comes to us, and we contact you and see what we can work out between the two of us. So when you go back to, like, some of the individual things that, Terry, you were talking about, one of the things where we're looking for help is people with expertise in these particular areas. So, for example, like myself, I ran and grew a small business, but I don't know the nuances of growing another business, like a restaurant, for example. Or, you know, agriculture is probably one that sometimes people don't see as much of that as we used to see 30 years ago in terms of dairy farms and things like that. But there's a lot going on in that field. And if we can get people who have some expertise in that area and are willing to share and willing to give, that helps us help our clients even more. So there's a lot of those kinds of things we'd like people to think about that, you know, they may be able to help. So sometimes I think people don't assume that they could help out with something because they maybe don't have the degree in it or something like that. But they've got the experience, and that is invaluable with so many things in life.
One of the things we like to point out regularly is that almost every year, small and medium-sized businesses are what is driving job growth in the United States. So it's not the large companies, it's the smaller companies, and they're really important to the local economy. And that's where we can come in and make a difference and help people. And that's why we want more volunteers, and why we want to be involved and work with small business, is so that we can make a difference in the community and help those businesses grow. It is really surprising sometimes when you sit down and you get through a meeting and you think, boy, I really can help that person and make a difference, and it feels pretty good, and you can see them start to be successful.
Great. So we're going to take our first break. We'd like to remind you, you're listening to Biz Talk and WHBY, and we will be right back.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Intellectual property doesn't have to be confusing. If you have an original idea and are considering patents, trademarks, copyrights, or protecting your company logo, let me partner with you and make it easy to build and protect your intellectual property portfolio. Legal Business Edge, know your options. Call 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
Need help taming your business's financial beast? Albertson Hailing CPAs can simplify your financial situation and guide you from payroll to tax planning and more. Let's crack the whip on your business's finances, helping you feel more comfortable. Visit AlbertsHailing.com. Albertson Hailing. Personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Are you a business owner looking to purchase real estate or equipment? Did you know there's a program out there that any bank or credit union can offer to help you make it happen with as little as 10% down and long-term fixed rates under 5%? It's called the SBA 504 program, and it has been working for small businesses for over 35 years. So next time you are talking to your banker about real estate or equipment financing, make sure you ask them for the SBA 504 option, because knowing all of your options is good business. Learn more about the SBA 504 program at WBD.org.
Welcome back to Biz Talk. Glad you joined us this morning. I'm Pat Lowney. I'm here with Terry Pinch and Brad DeBrew. And we're going to talk a little bit in this segment about some of the organizations that we partner with. So, Terry, would you like to lead off with that?
Sure. For small businesses that are starting up, there's a real need for advice, but funds can be limited as somebody's trying to get going, and they want to put that money into some of their marketing and some of the products or services they need to develop those. And the great thing is that there are a number of organizations that offer free services for small business to help them develop and grow. And we partner with many of them because it's not a competition in terms of what we're doing. We're trying to work with the community and work with the other people, so other groups. So a couple we'll mention is I'll talk about first is the SBDC, the Small Business Development Center. It's out of UW-Oshkosh. They are affiliated with the Small Business Administration as well, similarly to SCORE, but they have funding to help with grants. They have full-time employees to help with consulting with businesses as they put together business plans. We are looking at trying to have somebody on the show later this year to talk through what they do, but it's another opportunity for small businesses in the area to get assistance as they develop and implement their plans.
Perfect. And Brad, you have another one you'd like to talk about?
Yeah, I participate in Million Cups every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Where entrepreneurs get together, share advice, and share their stories. And there's a pitch that comes from new entrepreneurs about their business. And then the community from the Million Cups community reaches out and asks, you know, how can we help? How can Million Cups help that entrepreneur be successful? So it's a great way to network, great way to get connected with folks, and, you know, encourage any entrepreneur that wants to participate in Million Cups to do so Wednesdays at the Venture Center at Fox Valley Tech.
How would someone find out more details on like?
You can actually you can hit it on Google, Million Cups, and then once you do that, it goes to they'll look for your local area, and I think it pulls up for Appleton. There's also a new chapter of Million Cups going up in Green Bay. So Mark and Amy Peach over at the Venture Center, those folks just do a great job supporting entrepreneurship, and SCORE is there a lot with the Million Cups audience to help out and to participate and be part of that whole process.
And we also do more with Fox Valley Tech, the Venture Center. We're going to talk a little bit more about one of the things that's coming up real shortly later on in the program, but we do a lot with the Venture Center also.
Another one I'll mention, there are actually two groups that were on the show last week, but CAP Services and the Midday Women's Alliance. There are two other groups that can provide mentoring and advice for the community. In fact, one of the things we talked about last week was the award that the two groups are putting together out for a woman entrepreneur. And related to that, SCORE is also putting out an award that we'll be managing, talking about when we get to the segment on small business. But again, other examples of where there are groups in the community to help people start up.
We also are looking, WIPIC is going to be opening an office in the Fox Cities area. I think it was in June, if I remember correctly. And hopefully that's another alliance that we can work with.
Yeah. And that's the Wisconsin Women's Business Initiative Corporation, or WIBIC. And they are, in fact, they sponsor. They're being a sponsor for Small Business Week as well, but they work with a lot of women entrepreneurs to help them get started, too.
And, of course, the Fox Cities Chamber of Commerce and Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and all the Chamber of Commerce that SCORE works with, we work with them and are excited to be part of that organization as well.
Yes, great. So we have a caller on the line. Tony, do you have a question?
Hey, good morning, Pat. Tony here. Great show this morning. You guys are really covering a lot of great ground. Can you talk a little bit more about how SCORE works with the other groups you've mentioned, like SBDC and Amy Peach or DC Adventure Center and others? But what does it mean in the SCORE's tagline, for the life of your business? How does that work?
Okay, sure, we can do that. So for the life of your business means that we aren't looking for to come in and do a one-and-done kind of thing. We're here to help you for the life of your business. So, for example, if you're starting out and looking to be a startup, we'll help you get off the ground and start that business and help you nurture you to become more and more successful. But as you grow through the life stages of a business, sometimes it's in the first 6 months, sometimes in the first year, that kind of thing. We have different people that can help you through that, too. It might be the mentor that you're actually working with, or it might be another mentor that your mentor is aware of that has got background in that second stage or that third stage of your business. So,
yeah. And that's where some of our the other groups we work with can come in, too, because there might be a situation where it makes more sense to move a client over to somebody like SBDC. We've worked in several instances with CAP Services as partners to make a program work together. We're really excited that WBIC is opening a new office here in the Appleton area, because that'll give us another partner that we can work with to help grow small business. Because what I'd say is we're not in this for the recognition. That's not what we're trying to do. But it is really nice to note that a recent client survey by Score National just came out. We saw the results, but the Appleton chapter is in the top 25 of over 300 chapters nationwide for customer engagement and client services. So those are the things we do where we like to see good results, and we do that by making sure we're helping our clients first and foremost, and our job is not to make ourselves look good, but make the clients look good.
And we also have online mentoring as well, don't we?
Yes, we do. So that's a great point that, if we have somebody that we would prefer to work online, or perhaps wasn't able to come into a meeting or something, that we can do that help online, and we do.
Yeah, no-cost services, online, email, phone. We're doing video conferencing now, guys. Google Hangouts, we're doing some of that through through SCORE, so that's great. And we can meet with clients where they are and when they need us, so it's great.
So that answer your question, Tony? Okay, great. Tony hung up. So if you'd like to join in and ask us a question, you can call us at 281-1150 if you're in the Appleton area, or 866-887-1150 if you're outside of that area. We're going to take another break. We'll be back in a few minutes, and this is Biz Talk on WHPY.
I'm on my way out. I'm booked that day. I'll be washing my hair that night?
No matter what excuse you use, your business's finances won't fix themselves. Albertson Hailing CPAs can take the frustration out of your bookkeeping, taxes, and more. We'll help you understand and manage your situation. Visit albertshailing.com. Albertson Hailing. Personal connections. Positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. We can partner with you to reach creative legal solutions for your business, from contract drafting and negotiation, patents and trademarks, commercial transactions, and governmental compliance.
Timely and candid answers coupled with high energy and passion define Sarah's approach to legal counsel.
Know your options. Call me at 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
You found the new house you love.
Oh, this place is amazing.
So, what do you do next? Come to Fox. It's the first step towards your new home happy dance.
Oh, yeah, this house is ours.
Yes.
Get the best loan rates, local servicing, and step-by-step home buying assistance from the mortgage lending experts at Fox Communities Credit Union. With Fox, you can get more home with lower payments, faster loan payoff with bi-weekly payment options, and help from local experts who are as excited as you are to help you get the home of your dreams.
Guess what? You got the loan.
And you can get a home loan with as little as 3% down payment. Talk to Fox and do your new home happy dance. Let Fox help you with 22 locations. Fox, helping you make life happen. Equal housing opportunity lender. Apply online today. Visit foxcu.org.
Fox Communities.
Welcome back to Biz Talk. I'm Pat Lowney, and I'm here this morning with Terry Pinch and Brad DeBrew. And we're glad you're along with us on this snowy morning. We have a call from Bob. Bob, are you there? Bob, are you there?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Pat, this is Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Hey, got a question for you, actually a comment. If you wanted to advertise, I've currently got a client that is looking to open up a coffee shop. And there was Liz Stuck from All Seasons Coffee House and Bill Hyges, the owner of Copper Rock, were so generous to offer time to spend with this individual. And I think, you know, we haven't met with Liz yet, but we did meet with Bill and probably spent like an hour and a half with him. And she was just a font of information about how to start up this business. So what I was wondering, if you could put out a request to current business owners, let's say restaurateurs, if they, whatever the case may be, they don't may have, not have to join SCORE, but they could be used as a possible mentor for just like a one-time meeting or something of that nature, where we could bring the clients over and let them talk to them from that standpoint.
That's a great idea, Bob. And I think it also goes back to something, the assumption sometimes people have that if they join something, they're going to get roped into it, and you know, it's going to take a lot of time, and it doesn't have to be that way at all. If we have people that have that expertise like you're talking about with the coffee shops, that's exactly what we're looking for help for. If we could turn to somebody to say, you know, could we sit down for an hour or so and just chat about, you know, what you found and what advice you could give and things.
Yeah, the meeting we had, I think, changed this woman's direction probably 180 degrees in some aspects, so she was really appreciative of it. So I thought I'd just throw that in. And then one question, does SCORE do anything to help me fix my snowblower?
Me first.
So otherwise, you guys could come on over. You know where I live. You can come on over and help shovel.
We already had to help Pat push him out of the snow with the help of Matt's in his shovel.
Oh, boy. Okay, guys. Well, thanks for your help. Let you go.
Thanks for the call, Bob.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
So we'd like to turn then to some of the things that we have coming up in the next few weeks. May 2nd is going to be a particularly busy day for the SCORE chapter. Terry, do you want to maybe start talking about the small business event that we have in the evening?
Sure. That first week in May is Small Business Week, and given our focus on small business, we think it's important to celebrate successful businesses and how they work. So what we're looking at is really a celebration to honor successful small business owners. We are also going to recognize lenders who support entrepreneurs as well. And there's a couple reasons for that, obviously. But first of all, the first thing is, as you look around the towns in the area and you see communities like Appleton, Menina, Nina, Menasha, and others that are really growing their downtowns and it really turned it around. When I first lived here for a few years in the early 90s, the downtowns were dying. Okay? And it's been an incredible turnaround over that 15 to 20 years. And that's been the work of small businesses with the community and the local governments, and really, and certain people making large donations and other things and helping that community build. But it's really important to be part of your community and grow your community. And we want to take time to recognize those small businesses that are helping grow communities. So that's the first thing we're going to do is there's five businesses we're going to recognize and thank for the work they've done to build their business. And then also, as I mentioned, we're going to talk to some of the lenders as well, really five lenders as well that we'll bring in and recognize for the work they've done, because one thing that is very difficult for many small businesses is to get a loan. SCORE does a lot of work with different clients in helping them learn how to write a business plan and put together an approach you need for a banker. It's rare to get a loan from a bank without a good business plan in place, and those are some of the things we can help you with. But we've got a program in place where we work with bankers, and they will talk to clients who come in and don't have a business plan about potentially contacting SCORE to get information on how to write a business plan and getting a mentor to help them. So we want to recognize lenders who have helped small business, because there are some out there who don't want to really deal with small businesses. So we want to make sure we recognize those that do and make a difference for small business. And then at the same time show, hey, here's some small businesses that can be successful and how they've done it. So that event is on Wednesday, May 2nd. Registration is between 5 and 6 p.m. It's at Liberty Hall in Kimberly. We will do the client recognition between 6 and 7:30. What we ask you to do is register online if you can at foxcities.score.org or call 920-734-7101. And we do want you to register in advance if you can, because we're going to have free hors d'oeuvres, and it is a cash bar, but if you register in advance, you'll get two free drink tickets when you come in and sign in at the table. So if you can't, and it helps us planning for the food, but we want to get as many people in as we can to recognize these small businesses. So this is not a fundraiser for SCORE in any way. We're doing this and paying for this with funds we've raised through other events and programs, but we really want as many people as possible to attend and say thanks to small businesses in the area. And also, the other thing to point out in this is it's a great opportunity to network, because if you want to be successful, it is getting to know others in the area. Bob, in his call-in, mentioned a couple coffee shops that talked to somebody starting up a new coffee shop. In larger businesses, you don't see some of that, where people, in fact, in many cases, competitors can't talk. But when you're in a community, in a small business, what people want to see is a community work, and there's more room for more than just one person. So this is an opportunity to come out, network with other people, learn about their businesses, and help really celebrate and make a difference.
It's also, the networking is great for people to be able sometimes just to commiserate too and recognize that they're not alone in the challenges that they're facing, that, you know, other small businesses, a lot of small businesses are going through those same kinds of things. And sometimes just having that support of somebody you can talk to, even if it's for 10 or 15 minutes, can be really reassuring and helpful.
One of the things we often recommend for businesses that are up and running is, if you're a corporation, you do have to have a board of directors, but if you're an LLC, you don't. And at the same time, though, we say for these people, you should get advisors. You should have a mini board of directors. You don't treat it in a legal sense like a board of directors, but having those people there to advise you and help you and think through the things you're working on is really, really important if you want to be successful. Get as much advice as you can. Be willing to listen to people that have experience, and it may not directly apply to everything you do, but if you build that network, you'll have something to fall back onto when issues come up and opportunities are there that you need help with.
And also, I want to go back on the lender recognition part of this. I know from my time doing that people will come in and say, I've got this great idea, and we'll say to them, "Where do you have a business plan?" They say, "No, I don't." And this is to recognize some lenders who are maybe referring people back to SCORE to say, these guys can help you put a business plan together. They can help you get the financials worked out and things like that. So when you come back to the lender, you're more prepared, and it makes it easier for the lender to be able to make a good informed decision. So it's kind of a partnership that we're recognizing between SCORE and some of these lenders, and also I think some other of the partners we've talked about this morning, because there are times, for example, the Venture Center does some really, really good things with some longer-term planning, business plan preparation things, that classes that people can attend out there that are a little more in depth and help people flesh out what they're looking for and things too. So hopefully you can come out that night and enjoy a good time and see each other. So
and celebrate small business. And
celebrate small business.
The growth that's happening in this area and the opportunities that are out there are almost limitless, and working to celebrate that is important.
So, Brad, we want to talk also about another event we have going on in the midday that day on the 2nd.
That's right, yeah. So we have Get Your Business Online, and what we're doing, SCORE is partnering with the Venture Center and with Google. And we're going to have a live feed from Google coming into the Venture Center talking about building your local search presence for a business. And this is really all about, you know, every day there's billions of searches on Google. Research shows that people are more concerned with their immediate need in these, what Google calls micro moments. You know, I need information, etc. That they're more concerned with that than any particular brand. And so this is a real opportunity that every business, whether it's brand new, it's, you know, relatively unknown, whatever it might be, you've got a shot at winning the searcher's business as long as you have a good online presence and search presence. And so we're partnering with Google, going to bring in this live feed to the Venture Center, and we're hoping for anywhere from, you know, 35 to 50 people that can participate and get some feedback. Not only that, but SCORE is also a Get Your Business Online subject matter expert. So the SCORE mentors in the Fox Cities are being trained and getting more training all the time about how we can become your subject matter experts ongoing, getting online. And so how do we do that is we work with them as a partner at gybo.com, getyourbusinessonline.com, and we work with them as a partner, and we sponsor events, and we also can validate and verify businesses. So I have a client, this is a really good example, have a client who has their business on Google, and as every small business should, and but the map shows that it's the building next door to where her actual business is. And so SCORE can help and to rectify that. And what we do is we reach out to Google and we have them make the change to make sure that it's working correctly. We can also verify businesses directly for Google and make sure that anyone that is applying to put their business online and take advantage of these tools through Google can do so in a very expedient manner.
What kind of a cost is involved for a small business to work with this kind of program?
So there are no cost options, but there's also some money that you could spend if you wanted to get into some advertising. So, you know, this whole idea, we have marketing going on in a business, and, you know, it's a kind of this nebulous concept of what's marketing. Well, it's a lot of things. At the end of that process in marketing, and I just learned this from a SCORE mentor recently, because I'm really not a marketing guy, but at the end of that process is when you buy the advertising. And the same thing with Google is that you're really setting up your online presence at no cost, doing that as effectively as possible so that when the consumer or the shopper searches for you, they find you. Then from there, if you choose to do some advertising, you can do some advertising, and you can do like a pay-per-click, or you could do a display ad. There's a number of different options that businesses can plug into. And it's really a matter of their budget and their appetite for that process.
And one of the nice things is with Google and with Facebook, you have ways of doing very targeted advertising. So you're not advertising to somebody in California. You advertise in the area you're in and people that have the interest you're looking for. I've seen with several clients where there's been an immediate impact from fixing the website or the ads they have on Google to make sure, or the listing they have on Google to make sure that it properly represents a business in a way that's better for search, and it does make a difference for their clients.
I know also, because I've been attending the training that we're doing in our chapter, that there's also a lot of analytics that you can key in on too to help you see whether or not what you're doing is working, right?
That's correct. So, you know, we talk a lot about this at SCORE and with our clients that, you know, before you spend that money, before you have to make sure to be able to analyze the effect and how it's worked. And so, you know, we encourage our clients to put the tags they need to on their websites for the Google Analytics to make sure that you can get the reporting you need. So you'll know where people are finding you, how they're finding you. You'll know how long that they're engaging on your digital presence on your website and some of your other social media platforms, so that you can understand what's working and what's not. So we have a bounce rate. Just share this real quick. This bounce rate should be, you know, a good bounce rate is anywhere in the 45 to 55% rate. You really want to get that as low as possible. That's the people that come to your site and just leave. And so we've been working with these analytics to get the best bounce rates and to make sure that when people do hit their sites, they're staying there and they're engaging with that product or service.
The other thing I'll mention in the advertising, it is not expensive. We've done a number of ads for events we've done, and it's been $100 to $200 that we've spent being very targeted. And you can put a limit in, too, of what you spend, and that's really helpful for small businesses. So you don't have to invest a lot to see what the impact is, and then the analytics lets you see if you're getting value from it or not. So whether it's on Google or Facebook, it's using those tools to spend a little bit of money and get the information you need to understand if it was successful or not, and then working to make changes.
That's right.
So
just real quick, just throw in the two of that. As we work with Google and as SCORE becomes more, working with us more frequently, we also have resources in the community, folks that will be at the event that can help small businesses navigate through this process if they want to take a more extensive approach as well. So just something that everyone has to think about, how far you want to take it and what you want to do with that process.
So you want to sum up where and what time?
Yes.
And
May 2nd, 11 a.m., May 2nd, 11 a.m. at the Venture Center. So did I mention it's May 2nd at 11 a.m. at the Venture Center. And the nice thing is if you're there at the Venture Center, I think I haven't cleared this, Pat, with you yet, but I think we're going to give out a couple raffle tickets for everybody that shows up for the Google Your or Get Your Business Online event for that evening for the celebration as well. So we could just make it a full day with SCORE. I think Bob's willing to take everybody out between the Google or Get Your Business Online event and the dinner, so everybody gets to go out with Bob for the afternoon.
There you go. Why not? Why wouldn't you attend, right?
That's right.
Okay, we're going to take one more break, and we'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to BizTalk on WHBY.
Subtract line 6 from 13. Put in box 5 on form 1040 EZ. Easy? Really?
Taxes can be daunting, especially when it comes to your business. From asset protection to payroll and more, we can help reduce the stress of your business's financial situation. Visit AlbertsHaling.com. Alberts & Hailing. Personal connections. Positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts & Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Hi, this is Matt Wilcock. I've been helping businesses in this area for over 20 years as a business banker and now as a vice president with WBD, your business finance resource. WBD is a nonprofit company that partners with local lending institutions to offer the SBA 504 loan program. If you are looking to buy commercial, real estate, or equipment, want to lower your down payment and get a 20-year fixed rate under 5%, be sure to ask your banker to show you the 504 option. And don't worry, at WBD we speak SBA, so we will make it easy for you and your banker. For more information on the 504 program, visit WBD.org.
Welcome back to Biz Talk. I'm Pat Lowney, and I'm here this morning with Brad DeBrew and Terry Pinch. At this point, I'd like to take a few minutes and thank our sponsors. We couldn't bring this show to you each week without them. They are Fox Communities Credit Union, Alberts & Hailing CPAs, Legal Business Edge with Sarah DeBruin, WBD, the Wisconsin Business Development Corporation, and our in-kind sponsors are Kendale Marketing, who keeps up our website. That is biztalkwithscore.com. They do a great job for us. And then we have a special thank you also to the Business News, who helps us out get messages, a message out on this program, and does a great job of providing people who are interested in business news throughout Northeast Wisconsin. If you haven't signed up for it, we encourage you to do it. I think you'll find it very helpful. So as we wrap up in at the end of the show here, I'd like to take just a few minutes and talk to Terry and to Brad and myself and maybe talk about what we have gotten out of SCORE as mentors.
Okay. For me, there's a number of things, but one of which Pat mentioned earlier, it's continuously learning. When you sit and talk with people who are sometimes quite afraid of what's going to happen or what they're facing, yet you learn how knowledgeable they are about the things they're working on and how they go about learning. It's a really good experience from learning yourself and getting more knowledge about the community and what's going on. For me, it's led to me doing some writing for the Business News. I do this radio show. I run some seminars at times. I do get involved with some of the events like Small Business Week. And so it's given me exposure to the community in a way that I have not had before. So we're really learning a lot about small business, about how they work together and how the community works. And quite frankly, too, it keeps me busy.
So, That's good.
It's fun, a lot of fun. It really is. I can increase the work I do based on the time I have, or I decrease it if I'm going to be doing something else and get busy in other areas. So I really like to be able to flex up and down, and there's the ability to do that with this group as well.
Great. Brad, how about you?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's been the people that I've connected with at SCORE, and really enjoy meeting everyone at SCORE, and I've had a great relationship with everyone and have an opportunity to learn. And it's working with the clients and, you know, their unique struggles and understanding, you know, what they're going through, and kind of I also go through those same things in my own business adventures. And so it's really a shared experience. And so I enjoy that. And, you know, I've found that, you know, it's a purposeful process at SCORE, where we're really trying to help people move forward in the right direction with their businesses. And again, avoid some of those pitfalls that everybody can run into. And it's hard enough getting out there and starting a new business, but then every day to have some support has been really helpful. And SCORE's all about that. So,
yeah.
Really
good.
Enjoy it.
Good. And I've gotten all of those things, too, out of this. I think, you know, also kind of on the continuous learning idea, it's one of those things that myself, I don't want to get out of touch, and it's really, really easy to do these days. Everything is moving so fast that it's really hard to stay even. You got to be kind of running just to stay even. And I find I like the people. I've enjoyed everybody I've worked with. I've gotten a lot out of that. And just the ideas that I run into and things have been very helpful. So I think it's been good. And I think if there's someone out there that's, you know, thinking about, you don't have to be retired either. That's another thing. We are. We've all got some small things going on the side and things like that. But you can also help out if you're just looking for something. Maybe you're approaching retirement, or we've got younger people helping us too that maybe are looking for something that they can give back on a part-time basis, and that opportunity is always available.
And I believe we have about 40% of our mentors that are still working full-time. I think that's the
number. Yeah, it's higher than I would have thought when I joined. So, yeah. So we'd like to tell you, if you're interested, you can go back out, go out to the foxcities.score.org website, click on the volunteer tab, and fill an application, and we'll get back to you, and hopefully we can bring you into the fold too. So let's finish up in a minute that we have or so and talk about some of these dates that we have for these events that are coming up.
Okay. So Small Business Week event will be on May 2nd. Starting at 5 with registration and networking, and the event itself with the recognition awards starts at 6 o'clock and will wrap up at 7:30. Again, it's free hors d'oeuvres, cash bar, but if you register in advance by April 26th, you can get 2 free drink tickets.
And that's at Liberty Hall.
At Liberty Hall in Kikana. Kimberly, sorry.
Yeah. Okay, and then we have our Get Your Business Online event, which is at 11 a.m. at the Venture Center. Again, it's a live feed from Google coming in. I believe they're in San Francisco. I'm not sure, but these guys are going to bring in this live event. We're really excited about it. We're one of the first 100 participants in the United States, so we're hoping we're actually kind of trying to see if Google will call out the Fox Cities in this whole event. So we're really excited about all that. So
good.
And again, 11 a.m. And on the 2nd.
We hope people can attend those. And as we finish up, normally we have a biz tip. My biz tip today is don't push your snowblower too hard so you don't have to worry about shearing pins, because a bad day is going to get a lot worse if that happens. And we're glad that you were able to join us today. Hope you have a good weekend in spite of the weather, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you very much.